Blog Talk Radio.
I want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talking about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Sports Betting Weekly. We wait all week. Do the grind. Do the time. So we can play a little at the windows. I am second half Chaz. Thanks for joining us as always. As many opinions as 1 hour can handle. And if you want to get yours off your chest, give us a call. 646-929-1298. The email is show@sportsbettingweekly.com. And as always, our Twitter handle at SBWeekly. It's always, what have you done for me lately? That is really how life works. We are excited today, though. We do have something really special. We have an embedded reporter at the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, and we're excited that we'll be talking with Sloppy at the bottom of the hour. He has to find himself a place where he can get on the phone because the cell phones are restricted. And I guess it makes sense. You don't want the guy behind you talking to his grandma while you're in your backswing. It totally makes sense. We're going to cover a little bit of everything today. It is really the heart of summer once the NHL and the NBA playoffs end. Mo will come on to discuss whether or not Major League Baseball is up to the task. Now, there is a UFC. It is live from Germany. It is actually on, I think, in the next hour it starts. It's really, really early. I want to say that the first fight is 9 o'clock. As soon as we get off the air from Germany, Billy V will not be joining us today. It's just one of those, they do it every week, UFC. He doesn't know anybody. And we're gonna do a little of our own research on the web at UFC. But before I get to that, I really want to give them a shout out. Last week was really a good week for the guys. Everybody did a real good job of giving us winners, and you don't really get a chance that often to have the experts, if you will, come on, do their own gig, not hesitating to spend time with us. You know, it's their money that they're betting too. So whenever you're able to have them have a little bit of success, it's pretty exciting, and there's no doubt about it. So what we're trying to do is give them the kudos whenever we can. Billy did a real good job last week with 188. He started our, if I would call it, we called it a Sports Betting Weekly three-team parlay. And we started with Billy doing the UFC 188. Was a pretty good card, a lot of big fights. But what happened was he nailed it with a winner. Anytime you can get a winner from a guy that he's not actually betting. Billy V's not betting. He's just sitting there telling us who he likes. And what we're doing is then taking what he says and kind of just doing it from a betting standpoint. So we had a little bit of help with him. He wanted to talk about the very first fight on the card. Let's see what he said.
And then they have what they call the will go, won't go. We call it the over-under. It's how many rounds. So if you think the fight will go 1.5 rounds, then you got to lay 145 to win 100. So that's what people are thinking, that it will go over 1.5. If you think it's going to end quick, you can pick up $115. for your 15 because the won't go is 1.5. But yeah, he's got a 0 next to decisions. He's 15-1. That's pretty powerful things to have together.
Yeah, and Pender's a very durable fighter, and I think he's going to give this guy a good fight, even though he's the underdog. I don't particularly lean toward an upset, but I definitely think this is going to go. This isn't going to be, you know, like a wham bam, you know, and it's over. I think it's going to be a long drawn out fight. A lot of the fights that I saw Pendred in went to decision, or they were deep into the fight where he was doing just some ground and pound. And he's a great grappler and wrestler.
Yeah, more than half. He's 16-3-1, and more than half of his fights, he had to wait for the judge's decision.
Yeah. So the Mexican kid will probably win, the redhead. You know, he'll probably take him down and or knock him out or whatever, but it ain't going to happen early. I don't see this one happening early.
That's the best part about sports betting, and Vicky will attest to this, because I hate losing the first bet of the day. You know, there's two important horse races when you go Triple Crown Day. We talked about it. The first one and the last one. The first one, because now you're playing with some of their money, and you can do things maybe you wouldn't do with your budget. Sports betting is all money management. You're going to have your losers. You're going to have your winners. You're going to have your streaks. I mean, the hell, sloppy at 11 in a row. One week last year. 11 in a row can change a few things. If you hit 11 in a row, you're probably hit a few parlays too. Because all of a sudden, once you have a little bit of an extended budget, if you will, you're allowed to do a few things. And the first bet of the day is crucial. Now, the way that I watch UFC is because I've got the watch every game box. I'm able to really pretty much do whatever I want with sporting events. There's no such thing as a blackout in the second half Jazz house. It just doesn't exist. But what we do is we also have the UFC website up, and we'll talk about that a little later when we cover the fights from Germany. We also watch SureDog.com, SHERDOG.com. Great website for the live results. They're great for the live results. They give you round by round. You can pretty much know. And so all we're looking at is when we come back in and we look for the results, if they show all three rounds, we're in great shape. If the over was 2.5 on that fight, the over was 1.5. So as soon as they show the results for the second round and the judges' points for the second round, we had a winner, and it was on to our next parlay bet, which was the game in the NHL, and Mo came on to talk about the NHL game. You know, Mo has trouble when he is dealing with Billy Elvis on the BS Sports Show. He just doesn't seem to do real well when he has those bets going, but he does pretty good when he's with us. He gave us the fact that he likes Chicago, and from the beginning, both Mo and Sloppy have nailed those finals. The NBA, Sloppy was on it from the very beginning, and the NHL, same exact thing with Mo. Again, Mo's going to be coming on here in a little bit to talk some baseball and to see whether or not baseball can really do what we think it's got to have to do for the next month and a half, which is kind of hold up the sports betting world, because there just is not a lot of action. And then Sloppy again live at the U.S. Open, so we're going to be talking to him. And that's pretty exciting, because you're still going to be able to get your bets in. And we do have quite a few opportunities with golf today because, of course, half of the field went home, which makes it a little tighter of a competition. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk to Mo, listen to some of the clips from last week. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. Are you an NFL Sunday Ticket subscriber? Then you may want to listen to this. Same thing goes for the NBA and NHL packages. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. You may have heard me mention my WatchEveryGame.com box before. Every summer, the DirecTV commercials say, "This season is their lowest price ever." lowest ever in my butt. If you've had it last year, it'll take you 6 months to pay that thing off. This year on the show, we hit Beck for Album of the Year at 6.5-1. Only way I could watch the Grammys live from San Diego was on my WatchEveryGame.com box. Now, I may never know as much as Billy V when it comes to UFC, but it don't matter whether they're in Australia or Botswana. With my WatchEveryGame.com box, I never miss a fight. It really is the coolest gadget I've ever owned. Check it out for yourself at WatchEveryGame.com. It's the only tool that every sports bettor needs. WatchEveryGame.com.
Hi, this is Billy Elvis, and along with Motime, we host the BS Sports Show, now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, which can be found at indianasportsradio.com. Tune in for our unique slant on the world of sports, covering your teams in the state of Indiana, as well as the top national stories, too. The BS Sports Show. I'm at Billy Elvis, Motime's at Mo Radio Show, at BS Sports The Fan, now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, at indianasportsradio.com.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that has everything, whether that special present is for a New England Patriots or a Baltimore Ravens fan. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Ohio State Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or those San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right. Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. As mentioned, we are going to be covering a little bit of everything this week. If you want to get involved, give us a call. 646-929-1298. As always, the email show at sportsbettingweekly.com, and if you want to tweet or follow us on Twitter at SB Weekly. UFC. Now again, every single week UFC is somewhere. I saw an article that the head of the UFC is worth like $250 million. Well, the bottom line is when you can spread out your audience from, you know, they've been in Australia and Germany and Poland and Mexico. They go everywhere. Every single week, they're somewhere else. This week is unique in that it's fight night from Berlin because of the time difference. It actually starts 9 o'clock. So as soon as we get off the air, you could hop online. You can get over to your sports book, and you can bet Taylor Lapalus against Olga Sasaka. Now, when we look at the fights that they give us, the one thing about UFC.com, it just does a great, great job of breaking down the stats. So the Taylor Lapalus from France, 9-1, 67% of his fights have been submissions, 33% decisions. These are 135-pound guys, it really is. These are tiny, tiny little fighters. Think about 135 pounds. It's not big at all. And when we look at the difference between those guys and the bigger guys, when you're dealing with the heavyweights, you know, the guys that are 240 or 245, it's just amazing the difference in size. But the card today, actually, the main card has the women's strawweight title fight. So if you thought 135 was big, these ladies are fighting at 115. You've got Joanna Jędrzejczyk from Poland. She's 9-0. And again, as we mentioned when Billy V joins us, anytime I'm dealing with the pronunciation of a Polish fighter on UFC.com. No disrespect intended, but there's just an awful lot of consonants there. And then Jessica Penny, USA, 12-3. Now, with the girl from Poland, 56% of the time it goes to decision, where 75% of Jessica's fights, and, you know, anytime you got an opportunity to bet on the USA, you're thinking that you got a good shot. However, today, Joanna is minus 800, and the USA lady is plus 500. Those are the kind of numbers that will just skew us, and it's really tough for us to lay $8 down to win a buck. You know, I think if I knew the outcome ahead of time, if I had that sports almanac from Back to the Future, I'd still have trouble betting this fight. But it's a five-round fight, as most of the title fights are, and this one is going to go to 2.5 for the over-under. And we're popping on UFC.com right now to look and see if the program is available. The programs they have online for these fights are just really, really well done. Highly recommend taking the time to check on them. But it doesn't look like they've got one up. They usually do it for the pay-per-view fights. It doesn't look like they have one up for this fight from Germany. But at 2.5 will go. Remember, the over and unders for us when we talk UFC, they call them will go, won't go. Will this fight go 2.5 rounds? Won't go 2.5 rounds. And if you go under 2.5 rounds, it's plus 120. Over 2.5 rounds, minus 150. And that really, for me, is a safer and maybe smarter bet because, you know, I'm not looking to invest $800 to win 100, but I don't have a problem laying 15 to win 10. You know, we're joined now by our good buddy Mo from the BS Sports Show, and we talk about it all the time, Mo, with overlays where you've got to lay a lot of money on somebody. But in baseball, it happens all the time with the pitchers, and you saw what happened with Kershaw the other night.
Yeah, right. You know, and it's such a hard bet when you've got such an ace on the mound. Unless, you know, lately, you know, a guy like Justin Verlander comes back and gives up six runs. So you've got to, you know, he might be a guy that you can get on the cheap now that, you know, might get you an easy win and pick up some cash because his first start of the year, giving up six runs, not good for him or the Tigers, but, you know, it's going to drop the amount of money you got to spend normally on a cat like Justin Verlander to get some big bucks.
Well, no, and we actually, I was in a sports bar last night watching. That was the game that A-Rod homered for his 3,000th hit, correct?
Right, yep.
And it's funny because he's having a pretty good season for a guy that the Yankees are not acknowledging even exists.
Well, you know, and the sad thing for that, I mean, is A-Rod and a guy like Barry Bonds, tremendous talent, right? You know, tremendous baseball players without the steroids. And, you know, I think at A-Rod's point, you know, it became a psychological thing, you know, like a lot of things do. You know, like for, you know, a while, I got to get up and take two aspirin in the morning. I feel like my head's going to hurt. It might not be true. It could be like a psychological thing. So I think between him and Bonds just wanted to get on an even playing field with guys like McGuire and Sosa. Those guys were great baseball players without the drugs. But you're right, he's had a pretty darn good year and have kept the Yankees, you know, somewhat close and winning games. And, you know, the New York tabloid this morning are mocking A-Rod with the syringes and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, but again, you know, you lay your bed, you got to sleep in it. What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but, you know, you get to, you know, take a cat like we're talking about, a guy like Verlander now. I would assume his next start, your odds are going to be pretty good in your favor. You know, why not throw a little bit of money on it and see what happens? If you can get the right odds on a guy who's normally an ace pitcher, even though he's been hampered by injury, why not take a shot at it? That's nice about these guys. When they come out to start the season, the aces get knocked around. They can drop it down to where you can make money.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that, as you know, when it comes to sports betting, my world is pretty much that. It's a what have you done for me lately kind of world. And so when I see an article on how the sports books were a little bit concerned going into the golf because they had some liability if Tiger played and won because, you know, people were taking him at those odds. For me, after seeing nothing but losing, it's very hard for me to put my money down. I work hard for my money. Well, everybody does, but I work hard for my money too, and I don't want to just throw it there, you know? And that's what happens, I think, when you start chasing a guy that is you're expecting to go on a tear like Verlander and be the pitcher of old. Maybe he isn't.
Right, you're right. Maybe he isn't, but maybe he can still get you a win and you can make a little money because you're not having to lay down the big bucks you put to make a little. Now you can lay down a little, you know, and make a decent return because he gets shelled a couple of times. And if you can just eke out a win, you know, if there's a little risk, it's always good. You know, Tiger for the British Open probably is going to have great odds. You know, why not throw a few bucks on him if you can get, you know, pretty good odds in your favor, you know, and see what happens. That's the thing I like about it. You've got a guy in Tiger. Maybe he doesn't come out of this. But maybe if the odds are right, I can toss a little bit of cash on it and see what happens. I'll take those bets any day.
No, and again, it all depends on you know, what your sports betting budget is and how you're handling your money management. And you and I love the whole what the hell money. You know, that's not what we say when we're together. But, you know, on the radio we're going to say what the hell money. And it's when you're up a little bit and you just say what the hell. And you throw, you know, because, again, when you got a lot of money in your hand and you're in the Westgate Sportsbook, and all of a sudden $100 doesn't seem like much, and you say, oh, 12 to 1, I'll throw something down at 12 to 1. And 12 to 1 are pretty good odds. Remember, in football, to get, you know, close to 12 to 1, you've got to hit four teams.
Yeah, you know, and you know, the thing with Tiger, I mean, the cat's got 14 majors. All right, you know, if I can get some pretty decent odds going in the British Open, yeah, you know, I'd take a little bit of money and see what happens because you never know. And, you know, same thing with a cat like Verlander. I'd give it, you know, two more starts, see where he's at. He gets rocked a little bit, which I assume he will at least another one time. Yeah, if the odds are in my favor now at this point with a guy who was an ace pitcher, I'll take a shot, see if he can knock out a game if the matchup's favorable. You know, just the guys like, you know, Kershaw and Scherzer and those guys, man, as you said, it's so much money to just try to win a little. I have such a hard time justifying that.
No, I agree. Now, before we go on, I want to talk a little bit about Saturday's Major League Baseball card. However, we're having some audio file issues, and I'm going to take 100% responsibility on this one, but I definitely owe you an apology because one of the clips, you finally kicked butt, earned yourself a clip, and I talked about it earlier on the show before you came on that, you know, I don't get how talk about being in your head. Billy Elvis on the BS Sports Show has got to be in your head, Mo, because it seems like every time I hear you two doing something that has to do with a wager, you're on the losing end. But with us, you do pretty darn good. And you really just did a very, very good job this year with the NHL playoffs. Unfortunately, the audio file, which was titled Mo WWCD, and as you know, WWCD is our hashtag for winner, chicken dinner, and it's not that uncommon a saying, except in the second half Chaz household, I say it a lot. I say it a lot. But don't get me wrong, I lose sometimes, but I win a lot too, and therefore, it has always been my catchphrase. You know, I loved it when I saw it in that movie 21. You know, that movie
ran
at the sports. That movie's going to be on the Sports Betting Channel on a rotation once we're up and running on the internet. But the funny part about it was the way that game went down, and what we're talking about, for people that don't remember, was Game 5. Because it was last weekend, was Game 5 weekend, and we talked about, with both you and Sloppy, and you both did a phenomenal job of calling the series, was how important Game 5 was, and yet on the road, Chicago was plus 105. So we had already hit, Billy Vickers gave us the His very first fight of the day was the one we picked. Figured, let's go for it. It was an over on one of the UFC fights, so we didn't even care who won. All we had to do was see that it made it into the second round halfway through, and we were winners. And then of course, we added a plus 105. Now, for those that are listening that aren't really understanding the whole vernacular of sports betting, the house has – what, a bazillion advantages, Mo? Would that be an understatement, or maybe a bazillion and a half?
Yeah, if there's something more than that, they have that.
Yeah, figure out a number and get back to me, because that's what they have. And the way they do it, of course, is by controlling the flow of the money with the number. And what they said was, even though Tampa Bay was at home, they were barely favored. Because if you took Chicago, you got plus 105. So that really helps. When you're betting a parlay, the odds of each team impact the parlay. In football, it's going to be a little different. And in about 2 months, actually, I've got somewhere in my room, I've got the number of days, and I'm counting it down one at a time. But when you get to football season, it's a little different because you have the point spreads. But in the hockey, it's really a money line. You're betting the team that's going to win, and you just nailed it. You basically told everybody Chicago is been good. They're good. They've been good for a long time. Playing on the road should not be a problem. And then you felt that they were going to come right back and win game six, which was Monday in Chicago. And, of course, you were at the Wrigley Field Bar and Grill when that happened. You got to just give us a few seconds of what that was like.
It was you don't go to a lot of places, not in a big market and see a huge hockey crowd or an excited hockey crowd. And it was definitely an excited hockey crowd. Lots of Blackhawk jerseys. And after that first goal was scored, the place came unglued. And then when Kane knocked that one in the third period, it was unbelievable. And definitely a fun crowd. And even more fun was to check out the parade and the celebration in Chicago with on television, and I think it's on YouTube now as well. It's unbelievable. It's almost like that. Shockingly, that the Blackhawks have overtaken the Bears in Chicago, which I never thought I would ever see a team do. Even if the Cubs had won a World Series, but it really appears that the Blackhawks have done that.
Well, if you think about it too, it was unusual because though they had all these championships, they never had clinched at home.
No, back in 1938, the Cup wasn't even there. The commissioner of the NHL didn't think Chicago would win, so the Cup was actually in Detroit, who had won the year previously. So the Cup didn't even get there in 1938, and it was late on Monday night by about 8 minutes.
Yeah, but of course, we saw some of those weather pictures. It had a legitimate reason for being late on Monday
night. Oh, yeah, of course.
It was insane.
I had the over, so I was good.
There you go. Now, the other aspect of it is, any time you can have a team that you're watching and you're there, it's really what makes sports betting fun. And don't get me wrong, if you're cashing sitting at home on a Thursday night and you got to go to work the next day, you're always, as Tommy says, always be cashing rather than trashing. But to be in, the Wrigley Bar and Grill or be in any of our partners that we work with on the show, like Cali Comfort Barbecue, and be watching the game and win and you're high-fiving people. Because, usually if you have an atmosphere like that, even if it isn't all one-sided, there's always going to be somebody that's rooting for you, too, on your team. You don't see a lot of the over-unders. That's a little different for us. We could be in a bar, and I've done it with UFC, Mo, where we cashed a ticket because the fight went past halfway through the fight, and we had the will go. So we're high-fiving, and people are looking at us like we're morons. What are you doing? They're in the middle of the round. We just cashed,
Well,
so it's definitely fun.
To make Monday even better, the brand-new BS Sports Show girl was there, and when the Blackhawks scored, she was jubilant and jumping up and down, which was just amazing to see. And you could see her outfit back on our Twitter. But, that made every Blackhawks bowl amazing.
Yeah, and that is that's at BS Sports the Fan, right?
Yeah, unless I checked, unless they shut it down on us, yes.
Well, you know, she jumps up and down enough. You know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. All right. So in the last few minutes, we're going to cover a little bit of today's Major League Baseball. Now, one of the things that we had talked about was when you have those pitchers that you're just given incredible odds on. So rather than, you know, looking at teams today, I'm going up and down the board, and I'm going to say, okay, who's the pitcher that I got to lay the most money for? And the first one that jumps out at me is Cleveland starter today. That's a 4-10 our time, 7-10 Eastern, Tampa Bay at Cleveland, Ramirez versus, is it Kluber?
Yeah. You know, Corey Kluber's been a great pitcher. It's just that there's times that the Indians have had trouble finding offense to support him. You know, Tampa Bay is a team that is very up and down. You know, if you've got to lay a lot of money today on Kluber, it's not a bet that I would feel comfortable making today. Just because of the struggles recently of Cleveland. And again, you don't know what you're going to get out of Tampa. So that's one that I would probably stay away from today, which could be your best bet of the day, but not laying a ton of money on a guy that you don't get a huge return off of.
No, right. And we had one of our bets last week was that Pittsburgh game against Philly, I think, that went extra innings. And they ended up winning 1-0. So you know, that's where you're at. If you got a team like Philly that's just not doing well, and you're a pitcher, and you just went out there and say you did 8 1/3 of scoreless, you know, it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough. All right, hold on one second, because we don't get very many opportunities right now because of the fact that the show is on in the mornings to have correspondents live at major sporting events, but you know, again, with the sports betting channel, that's where I'm looking for someone to talk to me about a game, but talk to me, Mo, from the point spread against the spread. Well, there's not a lot of spreads in professional golf, but there are four major events each year, and we may be setting some kind of radio precedent. For the first time ever, Sloppy is reporting live from Chambers Bay discussing golf against the spread. Sloppy, thanks for joining us.
Chaz, good to be here, buddy.
So, talk to us. How's the crowd?
You know, it's still early, so the crowd's still shuffling in. We just watched Sergio and Morgan Hoffman tee off on one. So, but yeah, as you can tell, it's very hilly. There's going to be lots of walking. Hydrate a lot. It's going to be a rough one.
So, yeah, when you mentioned now the first tee-off times, they were early. And what they do with golf now, as you know, Sloppy, you could have bet the golf tournament. And depending on your sports book, and we talk about this, Mo, with Sloppy all the time, that we have different sports books that will offer different ways to bet golf. For some of them, every day you can still bet who's going to win the tournament. But, of course, if your guy is leading the tournament or up at the top of the board, the odds are going to drop. But Sloppy turned this on to the whole matchups. And the matchups are pretty cool because what you're doing is saying, hey, this guy's only got to beat one guy.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more fun when you're betting golf and you only have to beat one guy, so.
Did you guys
go there to see Paulina Gretzky? Is she there with her husband, Dustin Jones?
I was really hoping to follow Fowler's girlfriend, but he went out and shot a plus 17, so that really hurt the weekend for us.
Oh, because he's home.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you might be lucky enough though, to be able to score some coke off Dustin Jones, and I'd be willing to take the over that he's high today.
Oh, God, I love it.
So I'm looking now. You said Garcia, right? Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, she just teed off, so.
And I'm trying to find him to see if they had him matched up against anybody, but I'm not seeing him.
They're probably only going to match up some of the later tee times and the top players that are more in the lead. No one cares about Sergio Garcia and Morgan Hoffman at plus 5 at 8 in the morning.
Right. No, and it makes sense, but you know what? Again, that's the whole house advantage kicking in because – you would maybe have the ability to have a guy that has a chip on his shoulder and he's looking to kick some serious butt. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So after 2 days now, the leaderboard has still got a couple people on there, the top five, that you don't really know their name, and a couple guys that you expected to be there. Jordan Spieth is one of them, right?
I mean, the kid's unbelievable. And when it comes to this course, putting is probably the number one thing. And he is the best putter in the world right now. So when it comes to the end of this tournament, he's going to probably be the guy there because of his putting.
Yeah, and what they've done is they've matched up those two guys. So they've got him and Johnson are matched up, and then they've got Patrick Reed and Brandon Grace matched up. And then the last guy on there is Summer Hayes. He's in the fifth spot.
Yeah.
He's matched up against B. Martin. Who's B. Martin?
Ben Martin?
Is it Ben Martin?
Yeah,
it must be, yeah. So he's tied for fifth. So really, it's anybody's tournament.
Yeah, and TaylorMade has a deal. If you bought a TaylorMade driver or three wood and Dustin Johnson wins the U.S. Open, they will give you your money back for those clubs. So I think TaylorMade's a little nervous right now.
Well, that would definitely be a big ticket for them, no doubt about it. You know?
You see some TaylorMade executives down on the corner trying to score to get Dustin Johnson high again.
Exactly.
You actually, you know what? When you pop that kind of thought out in a marketing meeting, everybody makes you think you're a genius. But Monday morning, they may have your box and security waiting for you at the door,
escorting you out.
Yeah. So when you woke up Thursday morning and you knew you were going to be going to see the U.S. Open on Saturday, who would you put your money on? First of all, do you have any action on a tournament?
No, not right now. I mean, I really liked Phil. I thought Phil was going to be someone that could – he's very creative, and you have to be creative on this course. I thought Bubba maybe as well, but you always have speed in the running. So if I was to take something a little bit deeper down the field, it would have been more of a J.B. Holmes, who really hits the ball well and plays Lynx course as well. So he's one that's like minus two right now, so he's about three strokes off the lead that you could get pretty good odds on right now to finish and maybe win this thing.
Yeah, he when you started, the two favorites were Rory and Jordan, you know, which makes sense. They were 6 and 7 to 1. And then you got Dustin Johnson, who's 16-1. Justin Rose, 18-1. Mickelson was 18-1. Ricky Fowler, I guess Ricky Fowler kind of didn't show up. He played the Tiger round, I think, didn't he?
Yeah. Him and Tiger, I think, shot 39 over combined.
Yeah. So when you're looking at what you've got going here, you've got the favorites are right there, but you do have some pretty good dogs. And when you can get 18 or 20 to 1 and your guy is in the tournament, Sloppy, it allows you to really enjoy those 4 days.
Yeah, it makes for a fun tournament. It's always nice. The U.S. Open is fun because anybody in the world can try out for the U.S. Open and try to make it if you have a good handicap. So it's got 80 amateurs in here, 76 pros. So sometimes the U.S. Open brings no names, like Rich Beam, who won it like 10 years ago, was working at Magnolia Hi-Fi the year before. So it's a fun tournament.
No doubt about it. So going into these last two matchups that are on the card today, of course, when there's the leaders, they're going to be kind of the last two teeing off. It says here 2:35. So you're going to be there pretty much all day. It's going to be a long day for you.
Yeah, it's a very long day, and it is a very hilly course. And I'm already exhausted, and I've only been here 25 minutes.
You're in pretty good shape. I think you'll suck it up. So let's look at those.
I've also been drunk the last few nights, so it's really starting to come out.
No. I understand that. You know what? We talked about that with A-Rod. You know, you make the bed, you got to lay in it. So when you look at the last two matchups of the day, they're basically teeing off the same time, right about 5:35 Eastern, 2:35 your time. You got Patrick Reed, and you got Brandon Grace. Reed is minus 145, Grace is plus 115. But Grace has played, you know, he's doing better. He went from minus 1 to minus 3, so obviously the golf course is fitting him pretty good. How do you look at that matchup?
I like Patrick Reed in that situation. For one, he wears a really lame choker, so I think that's kind of funny. But he's also got a little attitude, and you kind of need that for this course. I like Patrick Reed. I think I'd like him to be in the final, too. I think he's going to be probably top two or three when this thing's over tomorrow.
And what about the current leader versus Dustin Johnson?
Again, it's going to come down to putting, and I think that speed has the advantage on everybody in this field. These greens are going to dry out the later it gets in this tournament, and they're teeing off later in the day, so they're going to be more dry than the morning field. So I like Spieth because of his putting to probably stretch this lead a little bit to probably 7 or 8 by the end of the day. Minus 7 or minus 8, not total strokes, but.
No, I see what you're saying. All right, so real quick now, you got a few more minutes because I wanted to divide. Divert back to some of the patting on the back that you deserve for.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, well, shoot, if you're going to pat me on the back, I'll stick around for a little bit. I'm just heading over to the practice area.
All right. So what happened, Mo, is when we first started talking NBA Finals, there was that big gap. Remember, because the games didn't start till Thursday.
Right.
So we had a lot of things that we could look at, and Sloppy picked out some of the series bets that he could, and again, you know, the reason we're taking it slow and doing it verbally is because I've somehow messed up my audio files again. But I got another intern coming in Monday, so hopefully I can get somebody that handles talking, thinking, and the buttons. As you know, Mo, the buttons become work when you're thinking, and I'm trying to just react, but.
The key is to get you get a hot intern. That way, if it screws up, you still don't care because you still got good scenery.
Yeah. So what happened is, you know, as always, yeah, and you both did just a phenomenal job of literally being like Nostradamus. But Sloppy said something like this. He said, "Here's the thing, you know, what I could see Cleveland putting up a good fight in the beginning and stealing a game. I don't think though that they can do it long term, and the reason is because Golden State is just so talented. But you know they haven't been in the finals. Hell, 6 years ago they didn't win 20 games. I think it's going to take them a little bit of time to get comfortable. But after that, I could really see them doing well. And I like Golden State. I think they're going to win it in 6 games, which was a 4-1 call. Now 4-1, you know what? If you two teams in football and they both win, you don't get 4-1. You almost have to bet 3 teams. So that's like almost nailing a 3-team parlay. Sloppy, you could not have done better.
Well, I mean, I was kind of with everybody else. I think everybody else thought it was going to be 6 games, so I wasn't going too far off the edge.
Hey, you're going far enough that if you put $100 down, the casino gave you $500 back. So
exactly.
A little bit far. But more importantly, on that last Saturday show, when it came to Game 5, and it was Game 5 weekend, so we had Billy V give us his very first fight. He said, "I like the over. I'm not sure if the guy can upset him," which he did, but we just had the over. Mo said, "I'm telling you right now, Chicago is going to win this thing, and they're going to probably come back and win Monday as well." And so all we needed was you to come up and hit that last team, which was, of course, Golden State. Now, we only had it for the game. We didn't have it for the first half, but if you watch that first half, the line was right about what the number was, depending on, you know, it could have been 1.5, 2.5, and it was a brutal, brutal ending for that first half because LeBron threw up a prayer and then that offensive rebounding machine, I forget his name that they had,
Thompson.
He slammed it home with 3 seconds left. I was at my house. I wanted to be in a sports book because there is nothing better than watching half of the people in a sports book who were losing the whole first half cash and people that were counting their money because they were up big. They were up big early losing. And it's just a people watching perfecta. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, it was a fun series, man. It was the two teams everybody wanted to watch. Golden State was just a lot deeper, and it paid off the end.
Yeah, and again, the whole stuff regarding the coaching and LeBron and all that stuff, you know, I don't really care about anything. If it doesn't have a point spread, I don't really want to talk about it. But the bottom line is, for a team that lost two of their top three guys. They played well. They really did. They played well. They played above what I thought they would.
Yeah, if anybody blames LeBron for that series, they don't know sports. That guy played the most amazing finals in NBA history, and I don't believe Coach Blatt is back next year.
Yeah. Now, you know what, player coach, you called it.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to let you go. You're at the U.S. Open. It is day three. There's two more rounds. There's a lot of big names at the top, but we're gonna ask you to give us in order the final three. What do you think are the final three?
I think it actually comes down to, I think Spieth ends up winning this thing because of putting. I think Patrick Reed will end up in there, probably second. I think Dustin Johnson probably third. If any, you may get a guy like J.B. Holmes to sneak up there. So,
yeah, and then again, one thing about golf and a course like that, one bad hole can get in your head quick, can't it?
Oh, my gosh. On this course, it's unbelievable. I've never seen so many pro golfers take four or five hacks to get out of bunkers and grass. It's a crazy course.
Yeah. Oh, and the U.S. Yeah, Open has always been
that's
like
saying,
that
saying works with women, too. You know, that's my saying.
Absolutely.
Women as well.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things in life that can get in your head if you let it. We just happen to be discussing a topic that's high on the list. If this was, Relationships Weekly, it would be a whole different conversation, and we might come out with the same answers, you know?
Hey, Sloppy, have you mapped it out? If you're going to take a leak at one of the holes today, which hole would you most likely take a leak at?
Wait, what was that again?
If you were going to take a leak outside at one of the holes, which hole would you take a leak at today? Have you mapped it out yet?
Oh, it'd probably be nine since it's uphill. It would run all the way down to the bottom.
So you could actually pee on nine. You could pee on nine, and it would actually – you could pee on 10 at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
Gravity is a wonderful thing. Sloppy, as always, we appreciate it. Have a safe, safe time.
Yeah,
enjoy
thanks.
The U.S. Open. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Mo, good to hear from you, buddy.
You too, man.
Later, guys.
Mo, do you have time for a few more looks at pitchers?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your Saturday is. I know that, we're a little behind you guys in terms of time zones. But the other one that was on there today is St. Louis at Philly. Now, here's one where we talk about it. Now, I'm not a big baseball guy, but I pay attention, and I know that the Philly stinks pretty bad, don't they?
Oh, they're awful.
Yep. And so when it comes to that, you got Lackey minus 165 on the road at Philly plus 155. What do you see?
Well, I would assume that St. Louis has that competitive advantage from hacking websites and cheating. St. Louis, has had a great couple of games. I think the offense continues. I'd put my money today on St. Louis for sure. That's a game I would definitely like some money on.
I don't know if you remember the Titans, the movie.
Yeah.
And the two coaches, they're not really together because one coach was supposed to be the coach and they replaced him with Denzel Washington. And they meet in the office and he had the math guy break down, the math professor, math teacher at the high school break down all the plays. And the one coach says, wow, we're going to be tough to beat with this, you know. And I'm thinking that with the St. Louis organization, they gave him all this information, and they said the same thing. You know, we're going to be tough to beat with this. And then all of a sudden it got out in the media. And again, another guy met at the door by security with his box of things.
Yeah, it could be a lot of guys met at the door with a box of things here soon, depending on what happens. When the FBI is looking into it, that's never a good thing.
No, and again, they do frown dramatically upon stealing stuff off the internet through servers. They're funny like that. It doesn't matter whether you're Eastern European, Russian, ISIS. It really doesn't matter who you are. They just frown on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately they do. But yeah. And you got to wonder when St. Louis stole from the worst team in baseball at the time. But hey, whatever. Whatever trips the trigger.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, you're getting back to Relationships Weekly, our new radio show format that we're going to work on. You know, sometimes you want to ask out the not the prettiest girl at the bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, so that's why sports and life go together. You know, you're talking to us a lot about golf, and you said one bad hole. I was like, wow, that pertains to life, too.
Yeah. And the last one I want to look at is 7:15 Eastern, the defending Major League Baseball champion San Francisco Giants having another fine season. I mean, they're not kicking butt, but again, with that team, if they get into the wild card spot, you know you're worried about them because they've proven over the last five fingers that they can have three rings on them. +140, Tim Hudson at the Dodgers, and it's Frias is -150. So that's a big series for both these teams. That seems like a pretty high number. I don't know anything about this pitcher for the Dodgers. Do you?
Yeah, it's a guy who has been injured a little bit. But this is one of those series that it normally gets a little nasty. So when it comes to a lot of these rivalry series, Yankees, Red Sox, Giants, Dodgers, I tend to stay away from them because they're just so unpredictable. You know, it's one of those where you think you know it's going to happen, then you have no idea. So the rivalry series usually tend to work out a little different because it's a lot more personal. So when it comes to these series, these are ones I normally stay away from, even if my team's in them, just because they're so hard to figure out what's going to happen because managers seem to pull up all the stops when it comes to these rivalry series, and this is one of those, that every time these two teams get together, it's going to mean a lot coming into the season. So it's one that I stay as far away from as possible.
Yeah, you're right. Rivalry series, and a lot of times they're not necessarily, usually it's geographic, so they're not necessarily even in the same division or same conference. They could be in an opposite size of the fence, but anytime you have two teams playing where the passion of the fans can cross the line into violence, you know there's some emotions involved.
Yeah, if I was going to bet on anything, it's the fact that there's some ridiculous idiot fans that do something that gets on the news. I would definitely take the over on that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mo, as always, you know what? We like to kind of keep your listeners in tune to what you've got going for the week. We talked about it. I saw that you did send out a tweet on Major League Baseball. We've got, you know, you've got the ability to talk some football for the next few days, and then there's a little gap, and then really it's the hardest summer. How do you guys handle it when you cover sports every single day?
Oh, this is the worst time of year, no doubt. So you try to find some interesting storylines. Last year, it was probably the best summer ever because we had LeBron go home. We had the Donald Sterling mess. We had the Ray Rice disaster. So last summer was easy to get through. This summer, it reminds me back, you know, to a few years ago, and you just want to beat your head against the wall some days. But, you know, you make it through. Baseball, it will be there. If this Cardinals thing gets amped up a little bit, we'll be okay. And then the voter fraud for the All-Star game, I'm sure we'll dig into. And then, you know, somebody in football is always going to do something stupid this time of year. And so I'm sure we'll have some of those storylines, and there'll be some big injuries going into mini camps and training camps. So hopefully the NFL will come through.
Yeah, you know what? Anytime you can get the police blotter on your side, that's a good thing, right?
You're right, for sure. And then this week we have the NBA draft as well, which we'll be looking into a lot.
Right. And then you've got the ability for, you know, the first round draft pick to tweak his ankle playing whatever sport that you're not supposed to play. They get caught with the dodgeball or skateboarding or whatever it is that they do because they're young and you just gave them a lot of money.
Or he slipped in the shower but really fell riding a motorcycle. Yeah, that'll
right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right, so Mo, as always, have a great, great week. We appreciate your help, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, you too, my friend.
As always, we appreciate when Mo comes on. You know, we do sports betting weekly once a week when it's not football, twice a week during football. The most we ever do in a week is 3 hours. And those guys do 2 and 3 hours a day, every single day of the week. So so I give him a lot of credit. When we come back, we're going to finish up looking at some of the UFC lines for today and the rest of Major League Baseball. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that has everything, whether that special present is for a New England Patriots or a Baltimore Ravens fan. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Ohio State Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or those San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Are you ready for your life to change forever? Just go to www.watcheverygame.com right now. How simple is that website name to remember? Watcheverygame.com. Do you pay for the NFL Sunday ticket?
Are you an NFL Sunday ticket subscriber? Then you may want to listen to this. Same thing goes for the NBA and NHL packages. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. You may have heard me mention my WatchEveryGame.com box before. Every summer, the DirecTV commercials say, "This season is their lowest price ever." Lowest ever, my butt. If you've had it last year, it'll take you 6 months to pay that thing off. This year on the show, we hit Beck for Album of the Year at 6.5 to 1. Only way I could watch the Grammys live from San Diego was on my WatchEveryGame.com box. Now, I may never know as much as Billy V when it comes to UFC, but it don't matter whether they're in Australia or Botswana. With my WatchEveryGame.com box, I never miss a fight. It really is the coolest gadget I've ever owned. Check it out for yourself at WatchEveryGame.com. It's the only tool that every sports bettor needs. WatchEveryGame.com. Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We just wanted to finish up covering some of the Major League Baseball and UFC that we didn't get to with the Mo and Billy V. Now, with the UFC, again, they're starting up here. The first prelims are going off any minute. It is in Germany, so though it is UFC fight night, it's really UFC fight morning. The last fight of the day is the ladies Jessica Penny and Joanna Jędrzejczyk. The Poland lady is minus 800. Big upset potential if you like the U.S. girl, but the Joanna girl is undefeated. That one is at 4:35 Eastern. The rest of the card for Major League Baseball. Now, Major League Baseball is going to be a big part of what we talk about for the next 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, because until there's some bartenders and delivery drivers playing football on Tuesday night in the NFL games in August, it's Major League Baseball. Pittsburgh's at Washington. Mets are at Atlanta. Miami's at Cincinnati. Milwaukee's at Colorado. Now, those are pretty much the early games. The Pittsburgh game is the first game on the board at Washington at 4:05. We mentioned the St. Louis and Philly game where Mo likes Lackey, minus 165. Tim Hudson at the Dodgers is at 7:15. Mo says stay away from that rivalry game, but Tim Hudson is plus 140. The Padres are at Arizona, Baltimore at Toronto, Texas at Chicago White Sox, Angels and Oakland, Tampa Bay and Cleveland. That was another game that he felt Mo did, that the Cleveland minus 176, just too much money to lay down. Boston Red Sox at Kansas City, Detroit Tigers at New York Giants, or New York Yankees. Football's going to be here soon. Houston Astros at Seattle and the Cubs at the Twins, the last game on the board. So when we get to baseball season We're going to really be focusing on pitchers. Those run lines are a way to make some money with parlays. Until then, I'm Second Half Chaz. This has been Sports Betting Weekly. Always be cashing.